Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa, WDEZ.
Oh, Brian, you have a big eye candy in front of you this morning.
Oh, yeah, look at this, Mariah's back.
One of our favorites, Mariah Huberman from Discover Wisconsin.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Good
morning.
How's it going, guys?
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You always do, though. Oh, thank you. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
She's so nice.
You guys have the effortless chic thing going.
Oh, I like this.
Effortless chic thing.
I gotta write that down.
This is what we call the radio thing.
This is
television people have to look good. We're radio people. We need to do more radio,
I think. It's better to be more laid back, I think.
No, but your job is so exciting. To be able to just go everywhere throughout the state and do so many cool things.
Yes, it is. It's fun. It's fun if you, like I was just saying to you guys earlier before we got on here, I am a busy bee. I like to get out and do things, anything from ATVing and water skiing to some of the, even the historic sites and the learning side of Wisconsin too. I love it. I love it all.
Well, and the new episode is something I can't wait to watch because I got to go ATVing for the first time
in Northern Wisconsin. You like it?
You like ATVing? Oh, I fell in love with it.
It was a blast.
You like it too?
Yeah. I don't do snowmobiling because it's too cold. But it's not too cold when you're ATVing.
That's true. It's this show is we'll be able to reminisce when you're watching about summers in Wisconsin because I know a lot of us have forgotten what that is
like. Yes, absolutely.
This mythical thing.
I know this thing. It does exist. I swear it. But we had so much fun. I actually raced my two of my co-hosts, Eric and Colin, the boys, throughout the four counties in Northwest Wisconsin to Douglas County. So we have kind of a 3 or 4 day race across. Yeah, it's.
Oh, cool.
So you'll have to tune in to see who wins.
You're not going to tell us?
I can't tell you. I'll tell you it was a very controversial ending.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
I've got my money on you. You want to bet right now?
I'm taking Mariah, too. I totally put my money on her all the time.
No, but it was awesome. I love that you said you've been in kind of the Hayward Cable area ATVing. Awesome place as well. I mean, the views across the Northwoods are amazing no matter where you go. I think what I loved most about these four counties is they did each kind of have their unique features. We actually went ATVing in the winter in Burnett, which was interesting. I'd never done that before. Of course, it was like -20 that day, like every other day this winter. But it was fun. You know, if you bundle up it was a good time. It was really cool. Washburn County has a really cool like ATV scenic guide where you can request it from their website, and then you literally take out this brochure with you while you're ATVing. You can check out these like 35 different points of interest,
like
rivers and cool memorials and things like that. What else is there? Douglas County has like the Brule River and the Amnicon Falls, gorgeous area. And then probably my favorite was Burnett County Barron County rather has an intensive use area, which sounds a little crazy.
Wait, what? Intensive use.
Basically,
what did you do there?
My ears just perked up. What does this mean?
You would love this. So on the trails, we want to be very responsible and safe, but I think all of us like to kind of get out of our system, you know, some of the jumps and the crazy stuff. This is essentially a 30-acre ATV playground.
Wow.
It is, you've got to watch this tomorrow night because it's amazing. Colin and I both kind of rolled up in there. We're like, we had like huge eyes, like no way.
It's like little kids on Christmas morning.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
We're never going to leave. But it was cool. It's cool to do the kind of adrenaline pumping part of ATV.
You know, she's getting me excited because here we are in central Wisconsin, and really northern Wisconsin is so close.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people around this area don't take advantage of how close it really is.
Exactly. And yeah, for you guys, I mean, a couple hours and you're there. And the people there were amazing. We met people from North Dakota who said they come there regularly. They drive there every summer just to ride the trails. I know, and people from Minnesota, and we had said to them, what are you guys doing over here? I mean, you've got great trails in Minnesota. They're like, you know, they just don't compare to Wisconsin. I thought, as a Wisconsinite,
that sounds so good to hear.
The counties here do a fantastic job keeping the trails very clean and safe. And we saw families out there. We saw couples. It's a cool vacation idea that I think a lot of people are starting to think more about.
So the episode debuts tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
And next time you're coming to do something like this and you're swinging through the air, you're going to pick Vanessa and I up, right? And we're going to tag along?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But tune in tomorrow night, 6:30 on WAOW Channel 9. Make sure you tune in because this is called ATVing
Four Wheels, Four Counties.
Isn't that a great title?
Nice.
I love
great.
That title. And you can check out our friend Mariah Haberman and her mm-hmm. co-hosts. You are so yeah. fantastic Aww. For coming. We
Thanks
love
for
seeing
you. You guys. I love stopping by here.
You make
You're
us
awesome.
Excited. We here. We live in this great state, and it's just nice for you to come in and make us excited and proud
Especially
of that again.
Especially given what we've been coping with over yes. the last couple of months, Man. I think we're all ready to you know to yes. plan our trips and get out there and enjoy what Wisconsin is best known for: our beautiful summers. So.
Thanks for stopping in. Thanks I'm excited. Can't wait to watch tomorrow night.
BS and Vanessa in the morning. WDEZ.